And joining us live on the phone from Hummelstown today is Alexander Levon. So good morning to you, Alexander.
Good morning.
So wonderful to have you on the phone. Earlier, we talked with Dale Eberhardt of Voices of Ukraine. Dale had spent 18 years with Send International in Ukraine, and she told us about the ministry that is reaching out to families all throughout Ukraine. And she also mentioned that you and your wife, Vita, have come from Ukraine because you have a burden on your heart to raise spiritual and financial assistance for those who are being affected by the war in Ukraine. Tell us a little bit about your journey and what you're doing.
We had a desire always to be obedient to the Lord, and a year ago we were in Ukraine in city of Vinnytsia, and my parents, they live in Sumy region, very close to Russia, and all of that situation with Russian troops coming closer to the border, we started feeling that God has led us to move to Poland, Warsaw, and we didn't understand why, but we just were obedient to the Lord. So we went to Warsaw and were there for 5 months. And during that 5 months, sometimes we were like doubting if it's right or why did we move there? But then when the war started, we understood the reason and we understood that that was the right decision. And we were receiving people, helping them to go through the Warsaw or stay in Poland and Warsaw to settle there during the war. So through our apartment, small apartment, we got like around 30 people going through. And during the war, it's like 1.5 months we were receiving that people. So during that time, we asked the Lord, so what's the next step? And we felt like we have a transition time again. And we already started our life from scratch, like second time, and we understood that we have to move. So we prayed, and God told me, showed me this direction that we can actually be bigger help for Ukrainians. And we moved here, and as Dale said, that it was a miracle that God helped us to do it during very quick time. And we moved here to the United States, and the Lord provided everything needed, and now we want to be a blessing to our nation.
Are you available if churches or organizations would like you to come and speak and give your firsthand account of Ukraine?
Yes, we have this desire, and it's what we do. We go and witness about Ukrainians, and it will be individually, so like about individual people, not in general, and we want to connect churches and organizations and people to each other.
That's wonderful. If folks want to get more information, Dale mentioned that they can visit online voices4ukraine.org. If people go there to find out about prayers, you know, how they can pray, or about the fundraiser that you guys are doing, can they also find out information about having you come and speak?
Yes, definitely.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Alexander, for sharing with us today about your journey to the United States, about the opportunities that we have to pray for the people of Ukraine, and to also possibly maybe have you come out and speak to our organization. It was so wonderful to speak to you today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Alexander. Once again, we want to invite you, go to voices4ukraine.org, voices4ukraine.org. Alexander, have a great rest of your day. Thanks again.
You too. Thank you so much.